Can you talk to me a little bit about why Cache County has changed their system of receiving ballots this year?
Well, the county council made that decision, I believe it was in August. They weren't happy with the turnout of the primary and also the fact that our election equipment is becoming obsolete or deteriorating. And there are some other counties in the state that had gone to by mail. In fact, Davis County had done their primary by mail and they'd gotten good results from their primary. So the county council, they asked me if I thought we could be ready for a by-mail election, and we looked at things and said, yeah, we could try it.
And how has turnout been so far in this election process?
It's been pretty good for something new for the voters. This morning we looked and we had counted approximately 16,259 ballots. We advertised it in the utility billing that went out with Logan City's utility bills. We contacted each one of the cities who do city newsletters, asking them to put it in their city newsletters. For the unincorporated area, we put it in the garbage notice. We have advertised it in the newspaper. The radio has helped us advertise it on the radio. And, you know, we've tried to do it. We don't have a lot of money to do advertising for the elections because that wasn't something that we'd built into our budget to do. And so we just had to try to do it the most economical but effective way we could.
There are many university students, as well as the general community. So, has there been any efforts to bring the campus community on board with this?
I actually have a student that's in my office, and we tried to work with the university to get the word out there in an email, I think, that went out to students when it first was kind of decided by the county council. And then just recently, I think she was trying to get more news out through an email, I think, that most students receive.
Is there any way to tell how those results have been with student voter turnout with this type of election?
We really probably won't know until after we do the canvas to be, you know, to really see the numbers of where we're at. But we'll see tonight, and maybe there's, you know, maybe the university knows even better where a lot of these students live. We kind of know some of the precincts, you know, where students live. So I think that we'll be able to tell once we see the returns.
So this last week, the final few days of the election, what has your experience been?
It's gotten busier, you know, as the time's gone on and more people hearing and learning about it. When we initially sent the ballots out, we got a lot back then, and then it's kind of slowed down, and then it's picked right back up again. In fact, we got a lot of ballots in today that were mailed yesterday.
With voter turnout, I know that that was one of the reasons that Cache County decided to make the switch. Were there other reasons involved as well?
Yes, the deterioration of our machines and needing to go to a different system. When we purchased or when we received the machines in the beginning, I think 2006 was when we got the electronic voting machines, and those machines were purchased with federal funds. There are no longer any federal funds to replace these machines with, so the county will have to come up with the money to decide what kind of system they'll go to.
Do you think Cache County will continue this type of balloting? Has it been a successful venture?
I guess time will tell, and the decision will probably be made by the council depending on what they think. You know, if they did see the results they were looking for, and you know, I don't know. I guess time will tell.